Yeah, we played well. I think we started very well. We scored the first goal. We should have scored more in the first half on 0-2 or 0-3 even. We invited them a bit in the first half to coming back into the game because they were waiting for the kill. We didn't do so. That's the only thing I can criticize the team. Although we got a very good one too in the first half. Second half, we should have finished it off with the 1-3. We didn't do so by failing in our final part. But we invited them and let them in the game, and they got very very encouraged by that, and also by the public, which encouraged them. Then we invited it and we let them in the game, and they did very well to materialize that in the end.
What about these last two games? What obviously you'd like to win them, but what would you like to get out of them?
Yeah, it's difficult because we have a bit or a lot of damage with a double yellow from John Terry. We have damage, I think, with Ivanovic, so I have to reshuffle again the team. We'll see on Wednesday, and of course in the last game, then it's more or less a party game, and we'll see what will happen. First, look what the damage is today.
Just as a football man, finally from me, Chelsea have won 4 Premier League titles in the last 11, 12 years. Do you think it's they face a long period of transition, or do you think Chelsea will be challenging again in the near future, Gus?
Well, I think they will be challenging again. Of course, the other clubs, they will get also the chances financially also to be stronger and stronger. But at the end, I think they will challenge again. And of course, in the team also there's quality. As we have seen today, we should have made the 3 points not easily. In England, it's not easy. But that shows that there is quality, and I think they will compete in the near future as well.
You had such a good away record in 2016. What went wrong exactly today?
Well, I think when without a lot of emotion, you look at the game and analyze that, I think we were not killing off in the game in the first half. We had the opportunity, and it's all also a law in football. When you don't kill off to 0-2 or 0-3, yeah, then you get punished. I think we got punished by inviting them into the game again because they were shaky in the first half, waiting for the kill. That's what we can criticize ourselves in the first half. Second half, 1-3 was on the edge to come, didn't come, and then the home team is feeling that they can come back in the game, which they did.
What did you think of John Terry sending off a disappointing end to the season for him?
Yeah. Yeah, very disappointing. I think it was a decision made a little bit over the top. Both players went for the ball, and in the intensity of this game, I think the referee was too close. I think he should have thought 5 seconds more and said, hey, this is an intense game. There was a duel, both went for the ball, and then it was too harsh to make this decision.
2 games left now for you. How have you enjoyed your time as Chelsea manager this time around?
Yeah, I've enjoyed working, first of all, working in Chelsea, which is a huge club, and I like the club very, very much. Now, then you have to go to business and get the team as soon as possible out of relegation zone from December on, where we were very close with Sunderland. Sunderland was before today. So we did, in a relatively short time, we got out of the zone and went up to the ninth position. Which is satisfying, of course, but not to the normal Chelsea standards. And of course, I would have loved to be more in the struggle or in the fight for silverware at the end of the season, which is not true. But the main target, my target, which I was asked, we completed in relatively short time. But having completed that, you always want more.